This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Evacuation flights from Afghanistan are continuing Friday, but with new urgency, a day after two suicide bombings targeted the thousands of desperate people fleeing the Taliban takeover, killing more than 100. The U.S. warns more attacks could come ahead of Tuesday's deadline for foreign troops to leave, but the crowd outside Kabul airport in the capital Friday has been as large as ever. Afghan and U.S. officials say Thursday's bombings near the international airport killed at least 95 Afghans and 13 U.S. troops. It was the deadliest day for American forces in Afghanistan since August 2011. Britain's defense chief promised Friday to, quote, get to the bottom of a security lapse that saw documents identifying Afghan staff members and job applicants left behind at the abandoned British embassy in Kabul. A Times of London reporter says he found the papers scattered on the ground as he toured Kabul's abandoned diplomatic district with a Taliban escort this week. Thousands of citizens who worked with Western forces have been trying to leave Afghanistan, fearing revenge attacks now that the Taliban control the country. The reporter claims the documents included the name and address of a senior embassy staff member, the contact details for other employees, and the resumes and addresses of people applying to be interpreters. The House of Commons Foreign Affairs Committee said it would hold an inquiry into how the documents got abandoned during the hurried departure of British diplomats from the embassy as the Taliban advanced on Kabul earlier this month. The Foreign Office said in a statement that, quote, during the drawdown of our embassy, every effort was made to destroy sensitive material. This is VOA News.